At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Well, it's now wait till next year for the Washington Nationals.
The pitch to Defoe. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Dropped by Ruiz. Throws to first. And the Dodgers are going to Chicago. The Dodgers come from behind and beat the Nationals 4-3.
The call on Fox Sports last night, well after midnight, as the Dodgers take game 5 of their playoff series with the Nationals. LA's Clayton Kershaw got the save. Donald Trump spent much of his day yesterday denying the mounting allegations of sexual misconduct.
Our campaign represents a true existential threat.
Portraying himself as the victim of a smear campaign, a conspiracy orchestrated by Clinton, the media, and the establishment.
This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization.
The Republican nominee flatly denying the accusations against him.
These claims are all fabricated. They're pure fiction and they're outright lies.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler reporting. A Northern Virginia Republican state lawmaker wants Virginia's top elections official to be replaced before Election Day. Delegate Tim Hugo says Virginia Department of Elections Commissioner Edgardo Cortez isn't up to the job and his department is letting down the state's local elections officials. Hugo's comments came after several county elections registrars complained about the state's shoddy IT infrastructure and officials in Cortez's office being unresponsive to their requests for help. The death toll continues to rise in North Carolina, where rainwater dumped by Hurricane Matthew a week ago is still pushing rivers over their banks. Some communities are starting to recover, but others are still threatened.
In Lumberton, one of the hardest hit communities, luck is hard to come by. But when firefighters took Joseph Frederick to check on his house, he found some. His home, built nearly 5 feet off the ground, was dry.
Feel bad for the rest of the people, though, because some of this stuff is underwater.
How does it make you feel?
A little bit heartbroken. Okay for my house, but heartbroken for them because they pretty much lost their homes.
Correspondent Scott McClain reporting. If you've ever tried to use your phone or browse the web aboard a metro train, you know there's no service in the tunnels. But that's about to change.
By the end of this year, you'll be able to take phone calls and surf the web while riding on trains traveling between Potomac Avenue and Stadium Armory on the blue, orange, and silver lines.
And then Glenmont to Silver Springs by the spring of 2017.
Alan Wunder is managing Metro's project to offer cell service in tunnels and to create new radio systems for Metro and first responders. Cell service will be activated as cable is installed in tunnels. Metro expects the entire tunnel system to have cell service by 2020. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Arlington County Board is trying to make short-term housing rentals safer. County Board Chair Libby Garvey says residents say there need to be some rules.
They basically want and need some sort of, you know, structure, regulations to deal with this new form of called home sharing, which is, you know, something new to our economy.
And she says while some people complain that home sharing is disturbing the community, others want to know how they can get in on it. Creepy clown incidents have spread from the United States to other countries thanks to social media. Police in Sweden now say they're looking for a man wearing a clown mask and a yellow jacket who wounded a person with a sharp object. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,099. The Nasdaq at 5213. Sports, the Nationals lose Game 5 to the Dodgers. The Caps open their season with a double overtime loss in Pittsburgh. Thursday night football, the Chargers beat the Broncos. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 getting bunched up as you try to head down toward that lane divide. It's along the right side if you're heading toward Democracy Boulevard where we have the accident activity. Top side of the Beltway, 95, slowing around to George Avenue. Pretty normal delays there. Through Laurel, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, hung up each direction. Hey, 50, you're in great shape. Through Annapolis, Bowie, it's inside the Beltway where you start to build those delays near 202 and down to DC 295. In the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound, I'm looking at delays on the increase as you try to get out to New York Avenue, but nothing reported. Right now, lanes are open on the southeast-southwest freeway each direction. And for 66 East, the crash near 50 Fairlakes Fair Oaks was to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some great outdoor weather the next few days. Got a little cloud around at times this morning, otherwise clear, and a nice Friday commute home. Sunday to partly cloudy, 66. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, 48. Sunny on Saturday, 68. A little milder Sunday, mostly sunny, 72. And well into the 70s, maybe some low 80s coming in early next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Centerville, 41 in Greenbelt, 50 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. The Syrian president says troops must clean Aleppo in order to liberate Syria. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and his lovely bride, Callista. I ran into them not long ago. It was good to see them out and about. At 8:35, Fred Frommer from the Nats will talk, not from the Nats, he writes about the Nats, and he'll talk about the end of the Nats season, which came to a close last night, sadly.
Shockingly, yeah. At the end of the first round of the playoffs. Where have we seen this story before?
That's coming up at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And what a special treat to have Brett Baer, anchor a special report, join us here at 7 a.m., 7:07 to be exact. Brett, good to have you, sir.
Good morning.
And I understand you are going to be anchoring O'Reilly tonight from the D.C. Bureau. We always like it when we get to wrestle the primetime 8 o'clock slot down here into Washington, D.C.
I am doing O'Reilly tonight, and then Fox News Sunday from Vegas on Sunday, because Chris is getting ready for the big debate.
Wow, man.
That's right. And that's what I want to start with. I mean, God knows we have plenty to talk about in terms of what transpired this week in the presidential race. But I want to focus on this debate because I'm starting to hear rumblings, and I don't think that it's just mere speculation, that there are some serious voices advising Hillary Clinton that quite possibly she might not go forward with this debate. First of all, what does she have to gain by doing it? She only has something to lose. And secondly, they're floating this idea that, oh, it was so dirty and so disgraceful, and she's going to save the American people from another display. Do you think any of this is serious talk?
I mean, I think some of it may be serious talk as far as advisors giving her that advice. I think it would be probably bad advice. I mean, they did agree to 3 debates. They set it out that way from the beginning. The commission has always done it this way since 1976, and I think it might make her look like she's running from a confrontation with a guy that she believes that she can best, you know, on the debate stage.
I just wanted just a quick suggestion to the Trump campaign. If she were to do that, they should say, you know what, you're right, it's been ugly. Tell you what, let's have Pence and Kaine debate again.
Yeah. Yeah. No thanks, right?
Well, Chris Wallace is, of course, the moderator of this, as you mentioned before, and I'm sure he's scrolled away up there in his office working on the topics, and we got to look at some of the things he's going to ask about, at least the general areas of exploration: fitness to be president, foreign hotspot, Supreme Court, economy, immigration, debt, and entitlements, but it's been made clear that it may not necessarily be in that order.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And this is part of the stipulation for moderators to put out these kind of broad topics you saw with Lester Holt. And,
right.
And each moderator has put this out. But, you know, a lot of questions can fit into those buckets, if you will. And I think, you know, Chris has been working on it for quite some time. He's taken into account all that's already transpired. And obviously, every day, it's like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah, it certainly is.
This presidential campaign. Yeah.
Can I just do a slight pivot here as we're talking about debates? Because we've had these WikiLeaks revelations this week. And one of them, I think, that won't go away is the connection between Donna Brazile at CNN advancing forward to the Clinton campaign a town hall debate. This cuts two ways. First of all, the insidious relationship between members of the mainstream media and one political organization or another, but also puts Donna Brazile, this is the angle that hasn't been discussed much, puts Donna Brazile in a pretty bad place. Her predecessor was drummed out of the DNC because emails revealed that Debbie Wasserman Schultz seemed to be tipping the scales on behalf of Hillary Clinton. How is she weathering this storm with the Bernie Sanders faction, because it looks like she did the same thing?
Yeah, she denies it, and there is Politico, I think, got another email that was the verbatim, it looked like.
Yes, absolutely it was, yeah.
And
by the way, we had Jake Tapper on yesterday, Brett, you might not have seen it, and he was a moderator at that town hall, and he, in no uncertain terms, said this is an outrage and embarrassing and journalistically horrible.
And it is. It is. It's not the way you do journalism, and it's. I think it raises a lot of questions, and I think that a lot of these emails that we're seeing are pretty embarrassing as far as the interactions. But the substance of the emails, the real ones that raise a lot of red flags, are the ones tied to the server. Yes. And in the weeks before her server is scrubbed with bleach bit, essentially taken down so you can never get emails out of it, there is a debate ongoing about what they're going to turn over, what they're not going to turn over, how they're going to talk about it. Meantime, just last night, Hillary Clinton put forward these answers to Judicial Watch, typed up answers, but they're under oath, in which she said she didn't know how the server was destroyed and, you know, had the process, or she didn't talk about it.
Wait, did she say she didn't know or she didn't recall? We got a lot of didn't recalls
yesterday. A lot of didn't recalls,
yeah.
That's right. She said she didn't know on that answer.
Yeah.
And, meanwhile, her aides definitely know, and they are talking back and forth about what they're going to do.
Yeah, they're deeply involved in the nuts and bolts of that. You're right. The evidence is there. You know, it was about this. I don't recall. I mean, out of 25 questions, on 21 occasions, she said she did not recall. And by the way, she refused to answer two of the questions completely because she said the question was too broad. That was a lawyer determination. I mean, seems to be her go-to strategy when she's pinned against the wall, is that she doesn't recall.
Yeah, and it's semantics and it's legalese, and if people were fired up about this and there wasn't other things in this election that are drawing a lot of attention, I think that this would be a major problem for her. But because, you know, we're looking at a lot of shiny things in this election,
yeah, we sure are. Yeah.
I think it doesn't get covered as much.
It kind of makes you miss those charming answers to questions like, dude, that was 4 years ago. Brett, we've only got a minute left, but let's talk about those shiny things. A slew of Trump accusers coming out this week. A lot of them, I mean, they're telling stories that couldn't possibly be verified, things that happened on an airplane 35 years ago, things like that. And then you see the polls. I'm hearing pundits in this town predicting that it's over, which is shocking. Why would anyone predict anything in this election, given what we've learned in the last year and a half? But what's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, clearly, This is a major blow, and it comes at a horrific time. If you listen to these accounts, they are horrific, if true, and obviously you have to take them for what they are. And those women, you know, said that they are coming forward after that debate. But it was all together, and it was a blast of all these allegations all at once. I do think that if he were to survive this, it would be the biggest turnaround in modern politics you've ever seen. So the people who say that this is over, his path to 270 is pretty narrow.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to have to leave it right there. Brett Baer, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck on the O'Reilly tonight and all of this extra stuff you're taking on.
All right, we'll see you.
Exactly. Brett Baer, tonight on O'Reilly, and then this Sunday, Fox News Sunday, because Chris Wallace, he is busy preparing for that Wednesday debate. By the way, that Wednesday debate, of course, you'll be able to hear right here on WMAO.
7:15 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, on the Maryland Beltway, crash just popped up here on the outer loop. Just trying to get through the Greenbelt area outer loop on the approach to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So be careful through New Carrollton and in toward Greenbelt. Fire and Rescue responding, starting to see the volume slowing there. On 270 South, we're bunched up in Rockville on to the 270 spur to the crash near Democracy Boulevard was blocking the left lane. Top side of the Beltway in the normal backups, College Park through to Silver Spring. Now let's try to get you through town. Slowly, though, we want you to go on DC 295 northbound. You are actually up at speed, but there's a broken down car, so I don't want this to be a crash. Northbound 295 at Burroughs Avenue. Now, DDOT has not given me which lane it's reported in, so if you're heading northbound after Benning Road up ahead, a car is stalled in front of you. And then 16th Street coming southbound past Carter Barron after Blagden Avenue for a crash blocking one lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's looking like it's going to be a really nice weekend. Sunny to partly cloudy today, 66 tonight, 48. Saturday around 68, a lot of sunshine, 72 on Sunday, and what they describe as abundant sunshine. Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees. It's 717.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And today, you know, it was just yesterday we were talking about how, on airliners today, all manner of animals are allowed on as comfort animals.
Yes.
Well, this is not a comfort animal, apparently. And I have questions about why this was not allowed, quite frankly. Over in Las Vegas, at McCarran Airport, some guy tried to get on a Delta plane with a suitcase full of giant crabs. This is not your...
Wait, hold on a minute. A guy is leaving Las Vegas, and it turns out he's got a big case of crabs. That is certainly not a news story. I think that happens all the time.
These are giant crabs.
It's a big town, and there's a whole lot of...
No, don't go there. This is the critter.
A suitcase full of crabs.
That's right.
I am so sorry. I apologize for misunderstanding this story.
I didn't know you were going to go that way. So anyway, there were apparently a bunch of, like eight of them. And they said, no, you can't do that. Well, hold on a minute. Couldn't these be comfort crabs?
Yeah, absolutely. I know crabs bring me a lot of comfort, especially when they're in a crab cake.
Yeah, well, apparently these are gigantic. Have you seen the pictures of them?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We'll try to get that up at our Facebook page, WMALDC.
Actually, it didn't end up well for some of the crabs. There were seven of them, and four of them died. The rest have been turned out to a place where they take care of marine biologists is taking care of the others.
No,
now.
Come on. We know where they ended up. There's a Chinese restaurant just off the strip, and they're in the tank right now.
And they're saying that these crabs are up for adoption. I'm just saying.
I'll adopt a crab.
Yeah, and I'll stick it right in that pot and then eat it. That's right.
Yeah, who tries to get on a plane with a suitcase full of crabs? Well, what's going through these people's minds?
I don't know, but I've gotten onto a plane with a suitcase full of shrimp.
frozen shrimp.
I think you need to tell a story here.
No, I mean, you can do that. And you know, you just put it in a cooler and you seal the cooler.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I thought,
so I've done that.
Something else.
I come back from
there.
Florida. I got.
Well, these were live crabs.
Yeah, these were live.
They were not on ice.
Yeah.
Although I understand if you have a crab situation, ice packs do actually help. Never mind.
Okay. So here from London.
And brings the swelling down.
Apparently, a gorilla got loose.
Oh, you don't want a loose gorilla.
No, no.
What, did he have a little too much wine?
I know.
I know that makes me loose.
Maybe right now.
Maybe at this moment.
Yeah, at this very moment.
Sure.
Apparently, a male gorilla escaped from its enclosure at the London Zoo, however they say it did not endanger the public, but it could have ended very differently, they say.
Sure. Just ask Harambe.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out how this happened, but they say the gorilla was a gentle giant.
Isn't that what they said about Harambe?
That's right. Harambe was a gentle giant that they had to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Harambe,
so hold on a minute. So in Britain, when a gorilla gets out and wreaks havoc, they like, you know, escort him gently back to the cage.
That's
and
right.
And give him a pot of tea and maybe some scones and say, "What's this? Sorry, put you right back in the cage. Everything's going to be fine. Nothing to see here. Everything's going to be wonderful."
Yeah,
in Cincinnati,
stay calm and grab the gorilla.
They get out the snipers in Cincinnati. I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at Harambe's fate.
I mean, where everybody's,
but Harambe has become sort of a thing.
Harambe is a joke. I mean, it's a punchline, I guess.
It is. It's sort of a go-to punchline.
So Bryce Harper,
yes,
in last night's game,
yes,
game five, do or die,
right? And then apparently they died.
Yeah, he actually paid tribute to Harambe,
yes,
by putting a message on his bat.
Yeah, this is during batting practice. It makes me very happy.
Yeah, it said rocking, a rest in peace Harambe.
Yeah, it was hashtag RIP Harambe.
Yeah. Yeah. What's that all about?
Well, it's just sort of an internet meme. Harambe won't go away, and Harambe's showing up everywhere.
But why is Bryce Harper?
Because he's trying to make baseball fun again. This has been his thing, and he's trying to bring some levity and fun to it. And he knew. So listen, who's going to see the knob of his bat? I mean, there's going to be a picture of him while he's up there in batting practice,
right.
And it was just during batting practice. And it was just sort of an Easter egg. If anybody sees it, then it'll become a thing. And somebody saw
Rest
it.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
Rest in peace.
Well, and a lot of people in today's
Can I tell you, they're merchandising Harambe stuff. I saw shot glasses with an image of Harambe, and it says, "Take a shot for Harambe. He took one for you."
Well, to put that on your baseball bat, rest in peace, Harambe. I guess many people are saying rest in peace, Washington Nationals,
well,
this morning.
Yes, and after the tragic loss last night, somebody actually photoshopped a shot of Bryce Harper dejectedly going back to the dugout, and they photoshopped a Harambe giving him a hug. So, you know, we always knew Harambe was a Nats fan, not a Reds fan.
It's 7:22.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
And the angry Harambe emails begin now. The kids are back to school. How about getting your house back to clean? You can do it with Zero Res. Do your carpets look bad? Does your house look bad? The hardwood floors, the tile, the grout, the upholstery. Does it look like an angry gorilla has been rampaging through your home? Well, you got to get Zero Res out there. It's the company I use to clean my carpets and my upholstery. My sofa and love seat look fantastic. My carpets look brand new, smell clean, feel soft. And if you get your carpets clean now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. Zero Res is that good. And you know you're going to want to spruce up for the holidays. Why not do it now? Beat the rush, and you're going to be a happy camper. So will the missus. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Unlike Harambe, Zero Res is spelled forwards or backwards, and it's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max Saturday, October the 15th at 2 Wentworth Gallery locations. Meet Peter Max Saturday, October the 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max this Saturday, October the 15th at 2 Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Gallery and McLean.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing.
threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together, we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Arlington, in fact, over near Pentagon Row, car fire has been reported. Fire and rescue quickly trying to get there. Army, Navy Drive, and South Hayes Street. So again, beware. Fire and rescue responding. Army, Navy Drive, South Hayes Street. On 395, let's take the ride from the Beltway, volume through Landmark, and then as you approach the inbound 14th Street Bridge, onto the freeway, across the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. It's just been about the volume there this morning. 66 eastbound. The accident near 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks out of the travel lane. Still focusing on that activity was slowing us through that stretch. On 270 southbound. Overall through Urbana and Hyattstown, heavy Germantown in delays. And then as you approach the 270 spur, still have to stop and go crash out of the travel lanes. Let's get you past 16th Street. Slowly though, past Carter Barron in Northwest after Blagden Avenue on southbound 16th Street for the crash. And in New Carrollton on the outer loop of the Beltway near the BW Parkway, accident to the shoulder. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some great outdoor weather the next few days. Got a little cloud around at times this morning, otherwise clear, and a nice Friday commute home. Sunday to partly cloudy, 66. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, 48. Sunny on Saturday, 68. A little milder Sunday, mostly sunny, 72. And well into the 70s, maybe some low 80s coming in early next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 727. You know, listen, we need to bring you up to speed on some things that are happening out in the world of the military. The Pentagon, if you may not have known this, fired a couple of missiles to take out some radar installations in Yemen. Now, this was required because we had ships in the area, and they're out there and taking care of their, you know, just doing what they do, just on patrol out there. And there were some missile attacks against one of our ships, the USS Mason. And the missile attacks, you know, didn't have any impact. They were able to handle it and use countermeasures, etc., to keep the ship from being hit. But still, it's a very serious thing when you fire missiles on one of our ships. So our response was to take out three Yemeni radar installations, something that I would call, and what we used to call, the softening of the battlefield, if there is to be a battlefield there. Mm. And they basically said yesterday, look, if you threaten our ships, we are going to respond. And now, since they don't have radar installations, we could respond pretty much more easily. Let's put it that way. Here's the other complication. These missiles were fired by Houthi rebels. And the Houthi rebels are backed by Iran, and now Iran is sending their own ships into the region along the Red Sea.
So they fired missiles at our ship. We took out their twice on two different occasions. We took out their radars, and now we're saying, you fire on us again, we will take you out.
It's going to get serious.
And now an Iranian warship is in the
area. And now
the
Iranian warships are moving into the area.
These are our friends, our partners in peace,
that's
Iran.
Right, the Iranians, yeah. And the Pentagon is not commenting on what they're doing, saying, I'll leave it to the Iranians to describe what their ship is doing, but we're not going to be pushed around.
Didn't Hillary Clinton tout our relationship with Iran as one of her crowning achievements as Secretary of State?
Yes, I think so. That's true.
And Libya, and Russia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hell of a job, Hillary.
It's 728.
When you're buying a new roof, a competitive price is crucial. But the real difference is quality. And New Look Home Design is a proven quality leader. That's why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again.
Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. I invite you to join me on the stand-up tour.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for a free live event in Washington, D.C., featuring a Bible-strong message and worship led by special musical guest Charles Billingsley, featuring L.U. Praise. We'll see you October 20th at the Verizon Center in Washington, D.C. Request your free tickets today by visiting davidjeremiah.org/standup.
Coming up in just a moment, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. It's right after the news, straight ahead on WMAL at 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. Now, this probably happened long after you'd gone to bed. A sad end to the national season at Nats Park last night as the Dodgers took Game 5 of their best-of-five National League Division Series. Manager Dusty Baker says you got to give L.A. credit.
You know, they were doing everything they could to close that game out, you know, including bringing Jansen in the seventh. You know, we said it brought somebody else in.
The Dodgers now go on to face the Chicago Cubs in the National League Championship Series starting tomorrow night. Donald Trump contends he doesn't know and never even met some of the women accusing him of unwanted sexual behavior.
Trump, clearly agitated and angry by these accusations, insisted they were outright lies.
These vicious claims about me of inappropriate conduct with women are totally and absolutely false.
But Donald Trump didn't just take aim at the veracity of those claims. He took aim at the women who were making them, questioning why they had taken so long to report these, and in one instance, even seeming to suggest that the woman was not attractive enough to warrant Donald Trump's attention.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. A Northern Virginia state lawmaker says the chief elections official in Virginia should be replaced before Election Day. Republican state delegate Tim Hugo says Department of Elections Commissioner Edgardo Cortez is not up to the job. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has signed a new law that'll make it easier for pedestrians or bicyclists hit by a car to recover damages in court. The law allows pedestrians and cyclists to collect up to 100% of their losses if they are found to be no more than 50% at fault themselves in the accident. Bermuda's government has sent out crews to clear roads and engineers to inspect infrastructure as the island nation moves to recovery quickly from Hurricane Nicole. Heavy rains and wind dissipated last night, but authorities are still asking people to stay indoors for now. Samsung Electronics says the Galaxy Note 7 problem is going to cost the company at least $5.3 billion. That includes the cost of discontinuing the phone and recalling the ones already out there. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,099, the NASDAQ at 5213. Sports, it's wait till next year for the Nationals. They're eliminated in Game 5 by the Dodgers. The Caps open their season with a loss to the Penguins. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. Thursday night football, the Chargers win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's a question. When something changes, can it stay the same and get better at the same time? For instance, what if you and your wife go back to the beach where you spent your honeymoon, but upgrade to a 4-star hotel? See? Same, but better. Here's another example. The Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines, and we changed our name. Now as Financial Engines, many things are staying exactly the same. You'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But you'll also get more options, more resources, and more powerful research to help you get where you want to go, especially if it's that certain beach for your second honeymoon. But you need to take that first step. Let us show you how Financial Engines can deliver a great plan that makes all the difference. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic.
Oh, I got plenty of it, too.
Hey, remember that empty lot on 8th Street Northwest when you're getting on 395?
Yeah, used to say GPO. I've spent hours stuck in traffic there.
Well, Tom at work told us the story behind it. Moran's ex-wife owns it.
Luann Bennett? She's running for Congress.
Yep. really connected developer. In the 90s, she got a sweetheart deal on it and had to build a preschool with daycare center on the land.
Close to federal buildings. That neighborhood could have really used it in the 90s.
Exactly. But she broke her promise to avoid a hefty tax bill.
She got away with it?
Of course. Connections and stuff.
So what happened with the preschool?
Developer Lou Ann Bennett never built it. Made it a parking lot instead.
Useless.
Not for her. She rented it out for $5 million.
So Bennett avoids a $30 million tax bill but takes in $5 million in income?
Pretty much.
Developer Lou Ann Bennett. She makes government work. For her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. NRCC.org.
My feet were in so much pain I could no longer walk for pleasure. Hi, Chris Plant here, and those were the words of Trudy, a loyal listener who went to the Good Feet store. She's walking again and has lost over 100 pounds. If your feet hurt, do what Trudy did. Go to the Good Feet store on Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or the location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Gaithersburg or Thursday in Fairfax. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Maryland Beltway in New Carrollton, the crash, outer loop after 50. But before you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's to the shoulder. You get a little break and then you hit it slow again on our normal stop and go stretch, 95 to George Avenue, 270 southbound as you approach the 270 spur. So watch for the volume, but it looks like the crash near Democracy out of the travel lanes. Now, northbound George Washington Parkway, heavy to merge onto the Beltway. Nothing reported in that stretch, but also that Beltway north of the toll road starts to slow, approaching the American Legion Bridge. 66 East, accidents. We had one in Centerville, one in Fair Oaks, both out of the travel lanes. Heading through Northwest DC, 17th Street closed between Constitution and Independence Avenues. That's closed until 4 o'clock. A once-a-year levee inspection is going on right now. Heading across the Southeast-Southwest Freeway, travel lanes open. DC 295 north northbound stalled car at Burroughs Avenue. So do watch for that. That's north of Benning Road on the northbound side. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The dry weather continuing now. High pressure's back in. Cold fronts through and up in fanfare. Mainly clear this morning. A few high clouds with sun throughout the day. 66. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, 68. Sunday, 72. Plenty of sun for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 39 in Centerville, 48 in La Plata, 50 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. It's 737 on WMAL. When Washington Cubs talk coming up at 835, we're going to talk to Fred Frommer, who knows a lot about the Nationals, about how the game ended and what's ahead for the Nats. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now for the next half hour is the tandem, the dynamic duo, the 1-2 punch of Calista and Newt Gingrich, the latter, of course, the former Speaker of the House and presidential candidate, author of a new novel called Treason, and the former, an author in her own right. She's got a brand new book out, too. It's another in the series of the Ellis, the Elephant Children books. Both of you, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. Glad to be with you.
Mrs. Gingrich, I would love to start with you because, honestly, you know, so much going on in this presidential race is depressing to many people. There's a new study out that shows that people just want this election to be over. They're stressed out by it. So let's talk about this fun aspect of what you're doing. Ellis the Elephant in the new children's book, Hail to the Chief, is headed to the White House. I'm guessing that you're talking about the role of the executive branch and what the president does so that kids can figure it out.
That's right. Hail to the Chief is the sixth book in my LSC Elephant series. And this is a series that offers a guided tour of American history for 4 to 8-year-olds. And in my new book, Ellis meets some of America's greatest presidents and learns how they've led throughout our American history. And it's really so important for our young kids to understand what the presidency means as we're just about to choose our 45th president. And to do so, they really need to learn about some of our greatest leaders. And Hail to the Chief will help them do just that.
And so Ellis is a time-traveling elephant.
He is a time-traveling elephant, and I picked an elephant because I knew I needed an interesting character to capture the attention of young children. And I considered many animals, but in the end, I couldn't resist this adorable little elephant, Ellis the Elephant, who now is also available in a plush toy at Gingrich Productions.
Isn't that convenient?
Of course it is.
Isn't the elephant the symbol for the Republican Party? I'm sure that had nothing to do with it.
No, nothing at all.
Calista, if I could also ask you, does Ellis, I understand Ellis meets George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln. I'm being totally serious and sincere in this question. Does Ellis discover the separation of powers and the role of the executive branch versus legislative? Because I find kids don't hear that much, and they think a president is like a king.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this book, I introduce Ellis and children to the 13 of what I consider to be the most important and influential leaders of our country. And I also want to convey to them some of the important traits and responsibilities of our presidents. You know, the presidency is one of the hardest and most important jobs in the world. And our children have to learn that we look to our presidents for vision, courage, and reliability. And that our presidents have a duty to us to uphold the Constitution, to enforce the laws, and to defend the United States as Commander-in-Chief. This is a huge responsibility, and we can learn a lot about America by studying some of our greatest leaders.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with that. I know there's another author there with you that we need to talk to as well, because former Speaker Gingrich has his own book out called Treason. Talk to us a little bit about what that's all about, Mr. Speaker.
Well, I want to say, first of all, that we're looking forward to seeing people tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the at the Barnes & Noble in Fairfax.
Right.
And treason starts with the fact that in the 1940s, there were about 500 Soviet agents of influence in the American government. We know that because after the fall of the Soviet Union, we actually had access for a couple of years to their archives, and we learned a lot of stuff we did not know. So I started with a very simple question. What if you had two or three people who were loyal to Islamic supremacists, whether it was ISIS or Al-Qaeda or some other group, but they were in the American government? And so you have somebody who's at the FBI or somebody who's at the Department of Homeland Security. What would that be like? What kind of damage would they do? What kind of threat would they be? And Treason sort of is a very action-filled book, based on things that are happening all around us in real time. So when you look at the Orlando nightclub killings, or you look at the guy in Nice who had a truck and killed 80-some people, or you look at the bombings in Paris and the massacre in Paris, we apply all this to Washington, D.C., and ask the question, you know, how would you cope with it if, in fact, some of the key people in security were secretly agents for the other team? And that's what Treason is all about. I think it's very fast-paced. It's very realistic. I think it's very possible. And frankly, one of the things that's disturbing about all this lack of security with Hillary's emails is that you've got to be aware of the fact you have active enemies in the world. You've got to have very serious security provisions because you're up against opponents who are smart. There are people who work at ISIS who are MIT graduates. And these are not stupid people. And they may be radically different from us. They may have behaviors we think of as barbaric and medieval, but there are some very highly trained people trying to defeat us.
Well, your book, Treason, as you just described it, that shows radical Islamic terrorists infiltrating the U.S. government in Washington, D.C., it's a novel, but there are many people who are concerned about this in actuality. And frankly, you know, I know that you're both Catholics, and you hear the musings from John Podesta and his little clatch of friends who call themselves Catholic, talking about how the Catholic Church needs a reformation, and they're talking about the medieval or Middle Ages mindset of the Catholic Church. You don't hear them ever talking about Muslims. You don't ever hear them talking about the Islamic religion and the threat that they pose. Do our leaders take this threat seriously?
Well, no, our current leadership clearly does not take it seriously. In fact, you have one of the WikiLeaks is a speech in secret in which Hillary Clinton says she doesn't worry about terrorism in the United States. She doesn't think it's a real threat, which is pretty mind-blowing if you look at what's happening in Europe and you look at just this week, the Germans had a prisoner who was a Syrian refugee who was trying to bomb Berlin, and when they captured him, he basically committed suicide. Yeah. These are real threats. We've been very fortunate in that generally we have been able to stop almost, but not all of them, here at home. But doesn't mean people aren't trying on a regular daily basis. And your other point's also true. If you're a left-wing person who is secular and who is skeptical of religion, the one bigotry that's tolerable is anti-Christian bigotry.
Yeah.
So you can say all the, if somebody in the Clinton campaign had written about Muslims or had written about gays or lesbians, what they wrote about Catholics, they would have been fired that day.
All right.
End of story.
Callista Gingrich and Newt Gingrich, stay with us. We've got to ask you, Mr. Speaker, about this week that we have seen in this campaign, because you had a front row seat of the politics of personal destruction waged by the Clintons back in the 90s, and I'm guessing you're probably seeing some flashbacks with what we've seen this week. And also, I've got another question about Ellis the elephant, so we'll get to that as well.
It is now 7:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading out of Silver Spring, 16th Street, if you're coming southbound and past Barron Cameron, we had a crash south of Blagden Avenue. You might still see some activity there. A little extra volume for you. Also broken down was northbound DC 295 near Burroughs Avenue. That's the opposite flow of the commute, so you were coming up on that at speed. Now for southbound 295, here we come out of Chevrolet, off of 50, BW Parkway, off and on down toward East Capitol Street. Heavy now, westbound side of the freeway to get you past the 3rd Street Tunnel. Reports of a stalled in that crash. Now DDOT tells me they're on their way to check it out for you. On to the trip to the Wilson Bridge. Before you get to St. Barnabas Road now in a continuous backup, outer loop into Greenbelt, the crash had been cleared. Outer loop right near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. I was still looking at some of that activity on the right shoulder. And for Metro Rail, right now, the green and yellow lines experiencing some delays because of a signal problem outside of Mount Vernon Square. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few high clouds this morning, clouds and sun this afternoon. Much cooler, 66. A little bit warmer with sunshine over the weekend, upper 60s, low 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees at 7:46.
We continue with former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, author of the new novel Treason, and his wife Callista Gingrich. She's the author of Hail to the Chief, the latest children's book. And by the way, both of them will be at the Barnes & Noble in Fair Lakes Promenade in Fairfax at 1 p.m. tomorrow to sign your books.
Mr. Speaker, I want to ask you about some of the things we've seen this week regarding, when we saw it before the debate, where we saw Donald Trump bring out some of the people who've made accusations against Bill Clinton in the past. And then we saw a flurry of stories making allegations against Donald Trump and his behavior with women. This has been a very ugly week, but you've seen this kind of thing in the past with the Clintons, have you not?
Sure. Look, I think one of the sad things is that the New York Times and other elite media are so desperately trying to defeat Trump that a friend of mine, Barry Castleman, who writes a blog in Minnesota, wrote that this was a news media coup d'etat. He said he's seen bias his whole life, but he had never before seen the kind of systematic assault that began on Friday, where you had, they ran the same tape over and over and over. Then they had opinions about how bad the tape was, and then they'd rerun the tape again, and the tape was revolting. And both Callista and I agree that tape was totally unacceptable. We're both glad that Trump apologized for it. He should have apologized for it. But then you had yesterday the New York Times reaching out, basically concocting, manufacturing stories. The depth of the hostility of the elite media is breathtaking. And, of course, at the same time, they're trying to cover up the WikiLeaks exposure. So, we learned from WikiLeaks, for example, that in a secret speech in Brazil, Hillary Clinton tells Brazilian bankers that she has a dream, that dream is her word, that we could have open borders in the Western Hemisphere. Well, that's, it'd be 600 million people with access to the U.S., including Mexican drug dealers, Colombian cocaine dealers, and the MS-13 violent gangs in El Salvador. Yet you don't see any of these major organizations going through and giving the same prominence to what are really some very startling revelations in the WikiLeaks material. I think, you know, my concern is I think Trump has got to get out of trying to answer this stuff. You cannot get in the gutter. I do two newsletters a week that are free at Gingrich Productions, and I wrote last week about gutter campaigns. You can't win a campaign in the gutter with the Clintons. The Clintons are better at fighting in the mud than anybody I've ever seen, and if they can just get down to moral equality with Trump and just keep him in the gutter, they'll be pretty happy, and it increases their chance of winning.
So you don't believe, because some people are thinking the strategy here for Donald Trump is he needs to make Hillary Clinton look as bad and as unlikable as they are making him, or the media is making him.
Obviously
a race to the bottom, basically.
Yeah, obviously Trump's off on his own, doing his own thing. But if they had, you know, if they had asked my advice, I'd have told them, "You take the secret speech in Brazil. She got $225,000. Bill got $400,000 from the same bank. You take that secret speech where she says she's for open borders in the Western Hemisphere. If every single American understood." Donald Trump wants to control the border. Hillary Clinton would like 600 million people, including drug dealers and violent gangs, to come into the United States. She would lose in a landslide. And you can go through the WikiLeaks, and you find so many stupid things that she says in secret. You know, somebody should be asking Elizabeth Warren, with the following 19 kisses given to Wall Street in a series of highly paid secret speeches, how can you possibly be for Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. All right, we got to leave it there. Speaker Gingrich, Speaker Newt Gingrich, thank you for joining us. And Calista Gingrich, really fast, is Ellis the Elephant ever going to be a cartoon?
Well, that would be a good goal, wouldn't it?
All right. But in the meantime, you got to get the series of books, and the latest one is Hail to the Chief. And again, they'll both be appearing at the Barnes & Noble in Fairfax, at the Fair Lakes Promenade, to be exact, at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
It is now 7:51 on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you're driving behind a bus, allow a greater following distance than if you were driving behind a car. It'll give you more time to stop once the yellow lights start flashing. It's illegal in all 50 states to pass a school bus that is stopped to load or unload children. The area 10 feet around a school bus is the most dangerous for children, so stop far enough back to allow them space to safely enter and exit the bus. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Peter Max. Meet world-renowned artist Peter Max Saturday, October the 15th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. Meet Peter Max Saturday, October the 15th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max this Saturday, October the 15th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria and McLean.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
How can we not be worried? We haven't seen a real major correction since 2008, and we're sitting here in 2016 with this crazy election, and so don't be paralyzed. Go out there, get a portfolio review, understand your options in advance of the next market correction.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a recent Irby's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own recent Irby's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3636. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3636.
It's time to check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Courtney Reagan.
Good morning. Well, forget what you think you know about the motorhome business. Winnebago CEO Michael Happy, that's his real last name, tells CNBC the average age of an RV buyer is in the late 40s. More than 400,000 RVs have been sold this year. Stocks rise on Wall Street today. Profits at JP Morgan Chase fell 7% because of a one-time tax expense. But at $6 billion, the results were better than expected. Chase got a big boost from investment banking. Pepsi is close to a deal to buy Kavita, which makes sparkling probiotics. Health drinks. Disney and Dole Foods plan to sell co-branded fresh produce using Disney's cartoon characters. And here's a job opening you might consider. Hershey CEO says he'll retire next July. The company's appointing a committee to find his replacement. And millennials are not doing very well at thinking ahead. A new study shows 48% of all Americans between the ages of 18 and 30 have zero money set aside for retirement. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At Cascades Dental, every new smile begins with a story.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists, terrified of all dentists, any kind of dental work. I was afraid of the pain. I was afraid of the shame. And always very shy and not willing to smile, not a lot of closed mouth smiles, you know, in photos. I asked a lot of my peers and I looked for the best smiles I could see. And what was interesting about it was that every single one of them said Cascades Dental. But that's exactly how I found Dr. Ribrelia. I've never met a dentist that has taken the time out to get to know me as a person, to understand my needs, my fears, my concerns. It's incredibly professional, but so relaxed. It's like walking into a family. I love them all. I mean, I walked out of the office with an incredible smile. I had never had that. And I actually feel younger than, and I feel like I look younger than I ever have before.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascades Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Wilson Bridge, still watching the backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road on 210 northbound. We've been having just a fine morning, but now we're starting to see some delays. Have a crash northbound on 210 right near Old Fort Road North. Let's go Beltway topside, College Park to Silver Spring. 95 delays south of the ICC, mainly to join on 2, the inner loop into the Sun Glare, and also on the inner loop, slowing around toward Colesville Road. 270 south on the spur, crash cleared. Metro Rail dealing with signal problems outside of Mount Vernon Square, and as a result, green and yellow line trains delayed. 66, we're bunched up still Manassas most of the way toward the Vienna Metro. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio. Let you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The dry weather continuing now. High pressures back in. Cold fronts through and up in fanfare. Mainly clear this morning. A few high clouds with sun throughout the day. 66. Tonight, 48. Tomorrow, 68. Sunday, 72. Plenty of sun for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees. It is 7:57.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how now we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull and Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to bullandbranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at bullandbranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Anxiety and Depression on Wednesday, October 19th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11-6-16.
Coming up on
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.